Many of us will celebrate Christmas next week, and many more will celebrate Orthodox Christmas in a few weeks after that, but Jews around the world began celebrating Hanukkah this week. Eric Salinger invited me to his Dillingham home Wednesday to see more about Hanukkah's traditions.
So these are latkes, and you make them to kind of commemorate the miracle of Hanukkah. So most Jewish holidays are sort of centered around a miracle or some sort of general awesomeness.
The miracle here happened in the 2nd century BC after the Maccabean Revolt had wrestled control of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem back from the Syrian Greek occupiers. Afterwards, Jewish priests could only find enough oil to keep the temple's menorah lit for just one night, but instead the flame stayed lit for eight. Jews have celebrated the rededication of the temple and the candle's miraculous burning for centuries, and as with most holiday traditions, Hanukkah has adopted some of its own modern customs over the years.
So, in a really great transition, for Hanukkah, you fry as many things as you possibly can to commemorate that everlasting oil. So, in America, we do latkes. In Israel, they do sufganiyot, which are like a jelly donut, deep-fried jelly donut. Really, anything deep-fried will do, but these are kind of the food of choice for most American Jews.
Latkes are no unleavened bread or bitter herb, and as Salinger runs down the ingredients, it's easy to see why Americans, Jewish and otherwise, appreciate them during the Hanukkah week.
You get shredded potatoes, an egg, mashed potatoes, a little bit of flour, baking powder, salt, pepper, onion, garlic, and in these, cheese.
In lieu of traditional American toppings of ketchup or applesauce, Salinger dished out his latkes with a dose of mixed cream and sriracha, and they were delicious. There aren't many other Jewish people in Dillingham, if any at the moment, and I ask him if celebrating the holiday alone is difficult.
No, I don't really find it that hard. I think everybody that lives out here that's not from Dillingham originally kind of feels a little far from family, and it's not a whole lot different than that.
Here's a young professional Jewish man from back east keeping tradition in his cabin in the woods in a remote town in Alaska. It's no stretch to see the Dr. Joel Fleischman similarity, something Salinger says he's heard plenty.
Every person I meet down south is convinced that my life must be exactly like Northern Exposure.
And it is to a degree, with the caveat that Salinger is an attorney where Fleischman was Sicily's town doc. Jews, he says, are long accustomed to moving and often ending up far away from family and community.
Well, we're kind of historically traveling people. Once the original temple was completely wiped out, you sort of had to adapt to living in the diaspora all over the world. So one of the things they do is it's one of the first religions to sort of transition away from a central temple into sort of being able to pray anywhere. So wherever you are, anywhere on planet Earth, you can be Jewish. But the idea is that you're supposed to have a minyan, which is 10 people. You get together 10 other Jews, and that's enough to sort of go through the typical rites of prayer and have a fantastic Jewy time.
Other Jewish traditions this season can prove difficult to replicate in Dillingham, too, like celebrating Christmas.
You watch a movie, because the movie theaters are open, and you go to a Chinese restaurant, because they're the only restaurants open. It's the one day a year, you know, everyone in town is Jewish, because they're all at a Chinese restaurant or all at a movie theater.
The 8 days of Hanukkah this year run through December 24th, and on Wednesday, Salinger lights another candle. He does have a menorah, just not exactly a traditional one. His is digital, and it's playing on his TV.
It's streaming from a computer right now. It's very safe. It's a great menorah. Can't burn down. Lights itself. It's pretty easy. But the prayer you say over it is, Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu bo mitzvotav, vitzivanu lahadlik ner shel Hanukkah.
Eric Salinger celebrating Hanukkah this week in Dillingham. This is Bristol Bay and Beyond on KDLG.